What's up, everyone? Welcome to our podcast, The Tabletop Tales. My name is John Fusner. I will be your Dungeon Master, DM for short. And now, on to the players to introduce themselves.
Hi, I'm Kyle McCann. I will be playing a character named Willib Willowbelly.
And my name is Cam Meredith, and I will be playing Glonk Dawkins.
And I'm Chris Chaput, and I will be playing Crispin Wisperix.
I am Drew Baumel, and I will be playing Seth. It's just Seth. There's no last name.
Yes, so the Tabletop Tales started as a group of guys in Nashville, Tennessee, that wanted to get together and play Dungeons & Dragons.
Whenever we play a session, we would get together at one of our houses. We'd all eat together, sit around a table, set up some microphones, and then play this damn game for, like, on an average, maybe 7 hours, like, per session. And we did this once a week for months.
Yeah, like John said, this podcast is loosely based on a game called Dungeons & Dragons, which is a tabletop role-playing game. You may have heard of it before. We're playing sort of a modified version of it that takes place in a world that we've built with characters that we've all created.
Yes, the entire world and the characters within it are all created by us. And then we use Dungeons & Dragons as kind of a skeleton for rules as we interact with the world and everything in between.
AKA, we are making all of this shit up.
Yeah, so the basic idea of tabletop role-playing games is that they are collective, improvised storytelling. So we all sit around a table and work together to tell a story that is mostly improv with some structure that is provided by the Dungeon Master.
So the Dungeon Master is the guy at the table that basically facilitates the game. The Dungeon Master is somebody who can range anywhere from writing the story to checking the math of the players to making sure every ability and every piece of lore and magic remains intact. So sometimes you'll hear us as players roll a dice or say, can I see if I succeed in this certain scenario or this certain ability? And we roll a dice, and it is up to the Dungeon Master to determine, yes, you rolled high enough to complete that skill, or actually, no, you rolled poorly, and so this is going to be super lame for you.
Pretty much the only thing you need to play a tabletop game is a set of dice. The dice all have different sides. The biggest one and the one that you use the most is called a D20. 20 sides, 1 through 20. In this game, if you want to do pretty much anything, the DM is going to ask you to roll a D20 to see how well you do. Your character has built-in stats that either make your dice roll better or worse, depending on what your character is good or bad at. For instance, if you want to jump over a stream and you roll a d20 and you get a 3 and your character has no athletic ability at all, they add -1. You end up with a 2. You're falling in the stream for sure.
You're swimming.
Big time.
On both ends, you could roll a 1 or you could roll a 20. That's called a critical failure or a critical success. Roll 1, it's over. You failed. If you roll a 20, you have done what you tried to do better than anyone has ever done it before. It's glorious. We love to see that happen.
We also love to see natural ones happen.
Oh, yeah. They're also called nat 20s.
Yes.
Nat 1, nat 20.
Along with the D20, there are also other dice with different sides. There's the D4, the D6, the D8, the D10, and the D12. Mostly, all these other dice are just used to see how much damage you hit with different sorts of weapons.
So, as you listen to this story, you'll notice that there are times where we kind of switch between two different modes of gameplay, which are social and combat. And basically, when you're in this social mode of a role-playing game, you just kind of speak for your character, you describe the actions they're doing. The Dungeon Master will describe the world around you and kind of interact with you as other characters that the players meet. And then if you enter into combat, it turns into more of what you would know as like a stereotypical board game, where there's a turn order and there's certain actions that each player can do. So as we go through the story, you'll sort of hear when we fight enemies, it becomes a little bit more of a structured game. And then as we come out of that, it becomes a lot more conversational. So one of the cool things about tabletop role-playing games like Dungeons & Dragons is that no matter who you play with, it's going to be a different experience every time.
We are going to be playing in the world of Harborn. Specifically, we're going to be playing in the region of Valengard.
So this world of Harborn and the land of Valengard is going to be introduced to listeners by a character. He's basically our narrator. His name, we call him the Melody Keeper. How this character catalogs history and stories is through song and melody.
So when we started playing, it was actually just Kyle and Cam. So to start us out, I'm going to actually ask Kyle to introduce his character and a little bit about him.
My character, like I said before, his name is Willib Willowbelly. Willib is around 4 feet tall. He is very short, very hairy. He's a halfling, and he is from the town of Woodshire, which is a simple town bordering a forest. So he spends a lot of time out in the woods. One day, a wandering druid passed through the town of Woodshire and sensed potential in Willib. So he trained him in the art of druidcraft, which is basically using magic to manipulate the forces of nature. So Willib was trained in this ancient magic, but wasn't able to completely perfect it. And one of the techniques in druidcraft that Willib has yet to master is called wild shaping. And it's basically this process of magically shapeshifting into different animal forms. Still, in this simple town of Woodshire, Willib is an anomaly. And because of his magical abilities, he's sort of become this legend in the town. And all the townsfolk call him the Beast, and they see him as their protector. However, deep down, Willib fears that he's not strong enough to protect these people who look up to him. So he's kind of going on this quest to prove to himself that he is the hero that his neighbors believe him to be. And the first part of that journey in his mind is mastering this ancient druidic magic of wild shaping. Willib is clothed in shades of green and brown earth tones, cloth robe, and has like a gnarled wooden staff that's adorned with leaves and things he's found in the forest. Willib is this brave, courageous little man with a lot of passion, but he also has this deep-rooted insecurity in his size. It's sort of Napoleon syndrome. So that's a little bit about Willib. You'll get to meet him in episode one, and I hope you enjoy going on this adventure with him.
Next, and we're going to go over to Cam. Cam, why don't you introduce yourself, or rather your character?
Yes, I'll be playing Glonk Dawkins. Glonk is an excitable 7-foot-tall half-orc dressed in a bright red captain's coat and enormous 3-pointed hat. Miraculously, though, Glonk is a rogue. Typically, that means that his finest skills are in stealth, stealing, and sneak attacks, despite his large, bright, and loud presence. Glonk starts out this story just doing his best, and might cry if you mention his dad.
All right, moving on to Chris.
Amazing. I play this character. His name is Crispin Wisperix. He is a dragonborn, which in the world of fantasy, they're normally kind of big, brutish characters. Crispin is a slinky old man, and he is a bard. His instrument of choice is the banjo. So he magically creates spells with his banjo through music. This character was very, very fun for me. I play the banjo. And so a part of how we wanted to play this is actually playing these sessions where I brought the banjo in and actually played the songs in the room. So you'll get to hear a lot of that. Crispin is kind of sparkly blue, old, wise, smiley eyes, kind of always cheekily smiling. He's about, I think, 5.5 feet tall. He's a little taller than Willib, but he's kind of got an old man hunch. But he's surprisingly spry and joyous and chaotic and charismatic. He's just always creating characters and chaos and music. When we meet Crispin, as far as Dragonborn goes, he's at the end of his life, but we actually kind of meet him in the middle of his story.
Thanks, Chris. And next, Drew, why don't you tell us about your character?
All right. So I'm Drew. I play Seth. It's just Seth, no last name. But Seth is a fallen angel. He comes from a celestial hometown, which you will learn more about as the campaign goes along. But at the beginning, you'll see Seth as someone who doesn't think there's much this mortal world can give him. He feels very betrayed. He doesn't understand why he's fallen. He deep down longs for something great and grand, but he's surrounded by the mundane and mortal. Seth is basically that kid in middle school with the hair over one eye that's gelled, and he wears black Vans and black skinny jeans. Probably listens to a lot of Fall Out Boy, but he's got this like emo, like teenager view of the world and people. He's about 6 feet tall. He's kind of beaten up. He wears a royal looking robe with some gold trim, but it's definitely war torn. Seth has angel wings, but they are featherless and scarred. He's also got a halo that's floating above his head, and that halo, it's dulled, it's dim. And yeah, he's a sorcerer, so he does a lot of spells, and they range from damage spells and attacking spells to things he would use to distract and help other characters complete an objective. He considers himself a god sometimes, so sometimes he can put on a little show. Also, you won't meet Crispin or Seth until a couple sessions have gone by, but they are waiting for you, and they eventually meet up with Willib and Glonk in a really ridiculous way. So stick around, because they're great characters, I promise. At least Crispin is.
The cool thing about this format of podcasting is that there isn't a visual aid. You know, you get to listen to this and use your own imagination to decide what these characters look like, what this world looks like. However, that being said, we do have some artwork for these characters if you're interested in seeing what our vision was for them. And you can find those on our website, on our Instagram. These pieces of art were commissioned by a good friend of mine who you can follow on Instagram. Her Instagram handle is Jestillo, Jestillo. And she is an incredibly talented artist and has done all of our artwork for the characters in this world so far. Yeah, so we were recording all of our sessions and weren't really sure what we were going to do with those recordings, but basically decided that we wanted to edit them together and put it together to be released as a podcast so that other people could join us on this adventure that had become a weekly thing for us. And in the process of doing that, it sort of evolved into this thing where we all were able to contribute our skill sets into making it something that I think we're all really proud of now. So we do have an original score. The podcast is all sound designed, which basically means that we just put in sound effects and ambiences and sort of build this world up so that you can be more immersed in it and be hearing this music and these sound effects that are really inspired by the things that we did while we were playing the game. Anyway, John, why don't you tell us about the score?
So the score and soundtrack for the entire podcast is going to be 100% original. And we started off, me and Chris, by just kind of saying every character is going to have a theme. And then our ideas kept growing and growing, and then it kind of got almost out of hand. And we now have this big score for this entire world, which we think at the end of the day helps really immerse the listener into the world. But Chris, you can take it away if you want to add anything else.
No, yeah, I think music was something that for all of us in some form or fashion we all bumped into in our lives creatively, and not all of us are like pursuing that anymore, but it's something that's kind of in all of us still. And so music is, I think, still kind of a big part of how we like to tell stories. And so, yeah, we got to use music became, I think, kind of a big part of this campaign for us. It feels magical. It feels old. It feels like storytelling. And so that is what John and I got to do with the original score. Basically, just kind of pull out all these other themes for the characters and the moments that we all created randomly with improv. So honestly, guys, hope you enjoy this story as much as we do. We loved it and we loved making it. Hope you listen with us. You can follow our journey and follow the Tabletop Tales on Instagram and Reddit at underscore the Tabletop Tales, on Twitter at underscore the Tabletop, and on Facebook at the Tabletop Tales. We'll see you next time around the tabletop.
Nice.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.